USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
$300 million worth of weapons and other machinery is being sent to Ukraine from the Pentagon. Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns are included in the package. The U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, so says the Pentagon, and that was since the beginning of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian forces are making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to fail in taking the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeting their latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. He's urging everyone to move forward carefully. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The House, largely along party lines, voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession in the process. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working on a similar measure. The Walt Disney Company has pledged to repeal what opponents call Florida's Don't Say Gay bill, which bans instruction or discussion of LGBTQ topics for kindergarten through third grade. Now Governor Ron DeSantis seems to support revoking Disney's special status. That status was granted by the legislature in 1967, which allowed the company to operate Walt Disney World under its own government. DeSantis, at a press conference this week in West Palm Beach, made the remarks. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's exploring options after employees at one of their warehouses on Staten Island voted to unionize. The company said it's disappointed with the outcome, adding employees having a direct relationship with the company is best. It says it's exploring filing objections based on what it deemed the inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says it will continue to move forward with disciplinary proceedings against actor Will Smith. It's been nearly a week since Smith slapped Chris Rock after the actor's wife was the butt of a joke from the comedian. Smith said late Friday that he would resign from the Academy. He said in a statement that his actions at the Oscars last Sunday were, quote, shocking, painful, and inexcusable. Now the spotlight will move to the Grammys, which will relocate to Las Vegas for the first time ever this year. The shift from Los Angeles happened due to rising COVID cases in California back in January, driven by the Omicron variant. The ceremony will be hosted by comedian Trevor Noah. A report on state agencies in Virginia concludes that they lost situational awareness during a January snowstorm that stranded hundreds of drivers on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. Officials vowed to review the report that was released Friday, along with its recommendations. At the age of 100, the nation's oldest active park ranger has retired.
Betty Reed Suskin began working at the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park in Richmond, California when she was 85, sharing her experiences working as a file clerk. She said living history shows people how far they've come.
It is so important that we go back and revisit history as it was lived in order to get a baseline against which to measure how far we've come.
That was Chris Russell reporting, and I'm Kenneth Burns.